Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Coaching safety, performance versus improvement. The most ineffective safety coaching I've ever seen had some great ideas and techniques, but it was based on a bad premise. The premise was that supervisors and leaders should coach the day-to-day performance of their workers in an evaluative manner. They used some powerful interaction models and evaluative techniques, but in the end, just seemed like the boss's opinion versus the worker's opinion of performance. The best safety coaching is based on targeted improvements rather than evaluation. Targeting specific improvements, like precautions to take, helps coaching in several ways. Number one, it creates talking points that are friendly and logical, what we agreed to work on, and not subjective, what the boss does or doesn't like. Number two, it creates a clear dichotomy of performance. You either took the targeted precaution or you did not, versus the boss thinks you did well or poorly. Number three, when targeted precautions are not taken, it fosters a discussion of why and why not, rather than a judgment of performance. Number four, it creates a communication atmosphere of adult talking to adult versus adult overseeing child. Number five, it creates the expectation that safety is about getting better, not just staying the same. Safety coaching can be an effective tool for supervisors and leaders when done in this way. When organizations learn how to improve safety, it's an easy and logical step to apply targeted improvement coaching to other performance issues as well.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.